Yellow eye live a couple hundred feet below the ocean's surface, so the rockfish usually die when they're reeled in because of the difference in pressure. That occurs when fishermen are over the limit and throw them back.
It does happen relatively frequently, and particularly with declining halibut stocks, there's increased pressure on DSR resources.
That's Heath Hilliard, executive director of the Southeast Alaska Guides Organization. The group, called SeaGo, represents about 40 regional charter boat operators. DSR is short for demersal shelf rockfish, a group of nearshore bottom dwellers. Yellow eye are the most sought. They're sometimes called Pacific red snapper or red rock cod. A variety of devices can be used to return the rockfish safely. The most basic are weighted milk crates.
Essentially, they're put in the crate upside down, dropped, and then they pull the line back up, and the fish can swim away at depth, increasing survivability, reverse hooks, a variety of different mechanisms that can be used that ultimately bring the fish back down to a reasonable depth where they can survive and then, you know, pull back the line.
He says up to 90% of caught rockfish survive when quickly returned to deep waters. Only about 10% make it when released on the surface. The Board of Fisheries considered several yellow eye proposals at its Ketchikan meeting. One, from the charter group, would have increased the sport allocation at the expense of the commercial sector. It was unanimously voted down. Two others, one from the guides group and the other from Sitka's Board Advisory Committee, required safe deep rockfish release. The measure approved was a compromise among charter and commercial interests. The conflict came before the Fish Board about a half dozen years ago.
And at that time, the board told both of us to figure out a way to live within your allocation.
Linda Benkin is executive director of the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association, known as ALFA. She says commercial fishermen put together a conservation network. It began mapping the seafloor, identifying where the accidental yellow eye harvests are high.
Fishermen are moving their gear out of the high bycatch areas. We saw a 20% reduction in the bycatch rate of the fishermen participating in this network. The commercial fleet has not been over its allocation in the last 6 years.
She says her group was unhappy charter operators wanted to increase their take after several years of exceeding allocations. Despite many battles over halibut, longliners and charter groups worked together on the compromise that was passed. Benkin says the plan originally included individual sport fishermen, but that changed on the advice of the Department of Fish and Game staff.
They suggested that we make it charter only because of the implications of educating every sport angler about having to have one of these devices and release at depth. And then we both signed on.
Longliners mostly target halibut, not yellow eye, so their harvest is bycatch they're allowed to keep within limits. But the guide organization's Hilliard says more charters are chasing the rockfish.
It's not a species that a lot of our guys go out of their way to target, but it's a natural bycatch for particularly halibut. So, and with halibut declining, you know, there's increased pressure because it's an additional species that, you know, clients can catch.
The safe release requirement goes into effect next year. Hilliard calls it a key conservation measure. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from the Board of Fisheries meeting in Ketchikan.